And for me, it's like you go, you play your show, the lights, you're rock and roll, and then after, you know, you're back your regular dude.
Pete Yorn might claim to be just a regular dude, but hardly really, considering he was scoring feature films in his 20s and touring with Coldplay in his 30s. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Pete Yorn is the kind of singer-songwriter that can craft songs that seem like they belong on the soundtrack of your life. So it's no surprise that Pete Yorn got his start in music when two demos of his songs were selected for the soundtrack to the film Me, Myself, and Irene back in 2000. Over the past 10 years, Pete's been continuing to work on his own stuff while at the same time collaborating with a who's who of alternative rock. The Foo Fighters' Dave Grohl, R.E.M.'s Peter Buck, Bright Eyes' Mike Mogus, and on his new album, Frank Black. The new album, called Pete Yorn, comes on the heels of his 2009 release with Scarlett Johansson, Breakup. And when Claudia Marshall talked with Pete Yorn in Studio A, he told her about the differences between working with a pixie and a Hollywood starlet.
We have a mutual friend. I hadn't seen her in years, and she stopped by this place I was working at, and I started playing her some new music, and she was out of nowhere. She's just like, "You should really work with Charles Thompson." And I was like, "Cool, who's Charles Thompson?" And she's like, "That's Frank Black." I didn't know that was his real name.
I did either.
I was like, "Oh, wow." I was kind of just like, "Wow, that's his real name, Charles Thompson." And I was like, "Yeah, I love Frank Black." She's like, "Yeah, he's looking to produce some projects or something like that." And I was like, "Of course, I'd love to work with him." And then like 2 weeks later, maybe 3 weeks later, I get an email from Frank Black. And he's like, "Hey, man, let's make some rock and roll or something like that." And I was like, "What?" We figured out the logistics, and on my own dime, I just bought a ticket up to Salem, Oregon, where he wanted to work in his little studio. And he picked me up at the airport, got me a hotel room, and
Frank Black booking your hotel room. Get out.
Yeah, he's a real gentleman. "When I'm with you, oh, my life makes perfect sense. And everything we get from the shared experience. After the show, we can smile together. But only I'll know how it starts in the morning again. Wrap your arms around me. Feel glad when y'all surround me. It's you who grounds me. When you're done, put me back where you found me. Rock crowd, throw your arms around me. Rock crowd, throw your arms around me. Rock crowd, throw your arms around me."
That last project was ScarJo, Scarlett Johansson. Lot of fun.
Yeah, that was a fun record to make. Sad that idea to do that thing. Reached out to Scarlett. She was up for it. We worked... Me and my cousin Max and this producer Sonny Levine, we worked up all the music. Probably took us about a month and a half, 2 months all in, and then we brought Scarlett in to sing. We had her for 2 afternoons, and we taught her the songs on the spot.
Oh, so she's a quick study.
Very quick study, and she did great. That was a really fun record to make and promote. It's weird. She's such a great performer, in films and as an actor. And the singing thing, she's always loved to sing, but she's always been real scared about singing in public. It's like, and I'm like, "Well, what's the big deal, you know? You get on stage and act." She's like, "Yeah, but I'm an actor. That's what I do." And I was like, "Well, act like a singer."
"Life's been great to me. Oh, yeah, it feels a little sad. Gotta break out of here. Appreciate what I have. Life's been great to me. Oh, yeah, it feels a little sad. Break out of here. Appreciate what I have. Do I want what I haven't got? Stop dwelling on the things that I want. Begin creating all new memories, 'cause it's easy to get stuck. Spirit of life's been guiding me out. Strong racing on my doubt. I see a future that was made for me."
Pete Yorn in a live version of Future Life from his self-titled new release. Take 5 was produced today by Andrew Hirschman. To hear Pete Yorn talk and sing about non-self-titled albums, check out our online archives at WFUV.org.